You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
This is another edition. Welcome back to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State and Eddie Running Adventures. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, the third, a.k.a. EG3, for the podcast. All things K-State Athletics. Here recording during the women's game. As I'm sitting here, have the game on mute right now on this Monday night. November 6th, 2023 here. This is going to be a special edition of the pod. It's your first time listening to the show. Appreciate you for stopping by and listening. This will be out on tomorrow, which is will be Tuesday. So you're making this your first listening, or you're going to listen later after work or during work or whenever that is. Appreciate you for that as well here. I will talk K-State a little bit here before I get to my EG3 running recap here, and yes, ever so closely to a big marathon here next Sunday. I'll get to that here on the podcast here, but yes, just to reiterate a couple of things here. Yes, 56 for K-State women's basketball. I'm recording this 56th year of K-State women's basketball officially started tonight. We also this will be last night against Presbyterian College, and then later on here, also while I had a chance to this up, because me and Alex usually record the weekly edition recapping football, which already did that, so you go check that right now, but we'll have more analysis on what was a heartbreaking, tough loss in overtime to the 7th-ranked Texas Longhorns. We'll, me and Alex will get together with that for that, and we'll talk, recap what took place in Vegas with the K-State men's basketball team opening up against the 21st-ranked USC Trojans. A gigantic clash for K-State right off the bat there as well. So looking forward to that matchup here in another, here basically in another 2 hours. I'm sitting here doing a little bit of cross-country update before I get to what I got going here as well. But 2 weeks ago, I probably should say a week and a half ago, K-State cross-country teams we're competing in Ames, Iowa for the Big 12 Championship there. And this was kind of what I expected, right? I'm gonna do a small recap here. Not too much further than that because it's a week and a half. Oh, but you got to give cross-country a lot of credit here, particularly the women's side, finishing the fifth spot. While the K-State men, they really struggled this year. Well, this fall anyways. Falling to ninth on that side of the men's championship bracket there as well. Hannah Stewart, start with her, right? Hannah Stewart has had a great season here. And oh, by the way, speaking of PRs, I'll get to mine here in a little bit. K-State women's team scored 8 new personal bests, that including Stewart, who finished first for K-State. Well, first for the team anyways, but came overall 30th. Time of 20 minutes and 43 seconds there as well, I believe. Let's see here. I'm going to go scroll here. Yeah, women's 6K for the championship there. And, yeah, pretty much consistent here all year long. The women's been running the 6K, and the men been running 8K. I'm going to run this down here. Well, actually, let's start with the what do we have here? All right, women finished fifth. Who was in front of them, right? BYU won the Big 12 championship, 35 points over Oklahoma State by 4, 39 points in Iowa State, West Virginia, and then you have K-State right there behind them. I'm not going to go through the rest because that don't matter. There as well here, let's see. In the K-State men's side, you flip the coin to the 8K. K-State ahead of them. Oklahoma State wins it by a impressive margin of 25 points. Next up behind them, BYU, 55. BYU had a strong tournament meet there as well with them finishing, women winning that conference title and the men finishing runner-up there as well. Again, for those of you new to the pod or new to the familiar of college scoring, the lowest total for the teams win whatever it is, win the individual title, win the team title, win the conference championship, national championship. You get what I'm saying. They're right. Texas third, Iowa State fourth, Texas Tech fifth. That's a big gap between Iowa State and Texas Tech. KU sixth, Cincinnati seventh. Oklahoma was eighth, and then there's K-State right there. Huge gap between Oklahoma and K-State there as well. And I'm going to go dive straight on in to the men here, where I have it here, the leading runner here for K-State, Matthew Hauser. PR 24-28 there for him. I'm just going to go for the PRs here. Kyle Johnson also with a personal best a week and a half ago with a 25-02. Then Alex Gutierrez. Oh, Kyle Johnson was 70th. Overall, Alex Gutierrez also had a PR with a 25-15, 75th. And to round up the PRs, Will Carroll, 25-40, was good for 86 there overall there as well. But how about the K-State women, folks? K-State women, give them a shout-out here. It seems to me, well, look, they had the better of the team than the men. Look, the men were trying to rebuild, losing their top two runners from a year ago, but the women's team, cross-country team anyways, was loaded. And it shows, look, pretty much from top to bottom. And yes, I am biting a little sting at the top of tip of my tongue. I don't know how I got it, but I'm trying to talk without hitting it too much here, so bear with me. On that, Hannah Stewart, back to her, 20-43, 30th PR there. Cecilia Fisher, the PR there was 21-05, 39th overall. Grace Meyer, PR with a 21-27, 52nd overall. Callahan Stewart used to be up in the front. I don't know what happened to her this year. We call her name, or I call her name, multiple times up front during last year's cross-country season. This year's been really weird to see her in the mid-pack. I don't know what's going on there. And look, I don't have the insight resources for that, but I can notice the difference right there. Even me, or even a this is going to sound stupid. Even a freshman in high school probably noticed the difference there between one of your favorite runners or not. But Callahan Stewart is one of those. I expect her to be right there with Josephine Wanju. Oh, by the way, Wanju, who won earlier this year, did not PR, but 21.03 was 38th overall in this Big 12 meet there as well. Stewart, to finish up on her, she did PR, though, so that's good for her. 21.39 was only good for 58th overall. Aubrey Donnelly, same thing. Congratulations on the PR there. 21.57, 66th overall. Sydney Burton did not PR, 22-10. Paige Baker and Helen Gefeller also PR there, 22-14, 77th overall. And Gefeller there, 22-55, 105th there overall. And, whoa, almost forgot about Kate Schwarzkopf, 22-58, also a PR as well. A spot behind our teammate Gefeller there as well here. And let's see. Here, Cecilia Fisher, which I already talked about her. Cecilia, I'm going to go with Cecilia Fisher here with the women's team performance here instead of Randy Cole, the men's and women's head coach of the cross-country teams. You are listening to the Pro Project Podcast, running edition. Eddie Greer III here, recording on this Monday night during the K-State women's game. What's going on currently right now, taking on Presbyterian right now. I could check the score here in just a second. Yeah, but I want to get to Cecilia Fisher here. Quote, we did very well. 8 of the 10 girls had a personal best, so that was very exciting. We got 5th out of 14 teams, was in a very competitive conference, was also awesome. And then she discusses more about her personal best here as well. Cool. I was very happy about it. Very excited to see all the hard work pay off. Excited to be peaking at the right time. Looking forward to regionals. I look forward to keep training and racing one more time this season with my team. They are who I do it for, and I love spending time with them, end quote there as well. As I don't have the, wait a second here. Oh, I do have that as well. So speaking of which, K-State in the postseason, at least I know for the girls anyways, that is coming up very soon actually. So this weekend, Friday, November 10th, they're going to be in Stillwater, Oklahoma for the NCAA Midwest Regional Championships this Friday. Yep. At the Grenier Family Cross Country Course at Oklahoma State University. So There's a lot of excitement there for this K-State women's team. And I don't know if the men are going to compete there. I'm not sure about that right now. But I do know from what I'm looking at here on the stat sheet, K-State women got an opportunity here to make some hay layer, make some noise down there. I'll be down in Oklahoma State, Oklahoma next week. That's going to be a good transition in just a second. But yeah, congratulations all around to the men and women's team for the PR this weekend there. As well, or for not this weekend, but a couple weeks ago, I wanted to acknowledge that first before going to what I got going on here as well. So we're going to step aside. Well, actually, I'm not even there just yet. So let me get to where I want to go here on the laptop here. Yep, we're going to go ahead and step aside here for a quick 30-second break.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
Alex Aiden is not on his podcast here, but he will be on tomorrow's doubleheader episode, continue recapping what went wrong down at Texas, and of course, recapping what's going to happen or what will happen at the basketball game later on here in a couple hours with USC in Las Vegas. Eddie Greer for the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. So K-State women's cross-country team, I know they're going to compete there. I am not 100% sure. As I'm sitting here recording this podcast, if the men are going to do it or not, but from Cecilia Fisher, that team could, the women's team, they're going to make some noise down there. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that this weekend. Of course, you got Baylor coming to town in Manhattan, dealing with the tick on the Wildcats this weekend. The Wildcats trying to get back from that heartbreaking overtime loss to Texas. Meanwhile, speaking of Oklahoma, yours truly in 2 weeks going to Oklahoma, Tulsa, for the Route 66 Marathon, and I couldn't be any more excited to go back to the state of Oklahoma and try to redeem myself from a couple years ago when I was in Oklahoma City in the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon, which that was a disaster. So hopefully I do not repeat that in 2 weeks, which I'm going to get even more nervous as each day progresses. So yeah, excuse me for that, but I'm just coming off of the Yeti Endurance Weekend Challenge at Longview Lake in Missouri, Casey, Missouri, over the weekend. It was a new event put on by the Casey Running Company. Again, shout out to the Casey Running Company for doing that. Awesome turnout, really, for the four combined races, 2 days, four events. So for those that are new to the podcast or current listeners of the podcast that don't know what I'm talking about, all right, so one of the days, right, Saturday, a 5K and a 10K was going on, right? Those are the only two events that are going on that particular morning, right? All right. Then the next day, Sunday, which was yesterday, or when you listen to this, 2 days ago, Sunday was the half marathon and marathon, right? The marathon winning time yesterday was 3:05. Usually, this was a little bit smaller, but still, good turnout for all these races here. So kudos to everyone involved who put this thing together. Really fun. And going into this year for me personally, it was pretty skeptical. I don't usually do back-to-backs at all. I do not do back-to-backs whatsoever. That's the third time this year, for my count, that I've done back-to-back this year. I know one of them was a sweep, 5K sweep, earlier this year. I can't remember. All these races are all jumbled now together. I can't remember which date it was. And then, of course, I do remember the zoo run at the Kansas City Zoo. Run up there and then the epic battle at the Boulevard 10K. They had to wrap up the 30K series, Heartland 30K series, which I did go to packet pickup for the first time. I usually don't do that because I'm too busy working out here in Manhattan, Kansas. So they will do that. That was a fun little get-together there with some of my best friends there at the running store, which was very fun. And yes, the timing of that, I can at least take the traffic for that. Usually, do not remind me about Overland Park traffic. Do not. That's a whole nother podcast that I know I've talked about it before. First year when we got this Pro Project podcast going, I did mention that all the way back when. But yeah, it was always a nightmare and definitely a nightmare on Fridays for sure. But got there. Saw the timing couldn't be any more better. I was going to be in and out of there. But yeah, it's funny how God works in mysterious ways. And it definitely has this year for a lot of reasons, which I'll talk about that maybe in a future episode there. But the year's not done yet. I still got unfinished business next weekend in Tulsa for sure. So, but yeah, Packet Pickup was fun there at the new rebranded Running Well store. So it used to be KC Running Company store. Didn't have much in there. Really didn't have much of men's gear anyway. So I'm like, what in the world is this? This is way different than here in Manhattan. Shout out Manhattan Running Company again. They're putting, and actually, while I'm on top of it with them, I need to give them a shout out for the Tour of Manhattan series they put on last month. Incredible job. Now, unfortunately, with weather, I was concerned about the weather in the last one because of that one out there. I don't live too far away from the Liquid Art Winery. Beautiful scenery out there, but that day it was dreary and all that other stuff, and I was unsure, and knowing me, my OCD, I did not want to get my car dirty. Yes, y'all can look at me weird or give me the weird looks on this podcast, but I decided, no, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do that at all, so I didn't want to mess with the dirt, so I ended up running on my own on that day. So, yep, I did that, ended up doing that, but the Manhattan Running Company, once again, the running on Brooks Mizuno. I know my boy Noah was over here again. Noah again, by the way, winning yesterday the KS Half Marathon. Shout out to Noah Stevenson, my guy, who is the top. I probably would say top. I'm gonna go ahead and roll with it. The top Mizuno rep there, and I do have one of their. I did wear Mizuno on Saturday and ended up winning the 5K. At the Yeti Challenge. Yes, sir. Ladies and gents, I've lost count on how many times I've won, whether that's a 5K or a 10K. Well, more times than not the 5K, or whether it's the 5-miler at Tiblo Trot, or whatever it is, or a 4-miler. No, I haven't won a 4-miler this year. I've come up like second or third in many of those. But no, I've won a 5-miler. I've run a couple 8s. This year, yeah, like I said, everything just jumbles now. I did not expect coming here to run that much, but race or not run. I was going to be running that anyways, but the race that much. Let me correct my vocabulary here for a minute. Yeah, so that's why everything's jumbled up now. Like scrambled eggs. I was in the podcast earlier today. Somebody doesn't like eggs, so. But hey, that's their issue, not mine. I like scrambled eggs, but that's the side of point of that. But yeah, so I want to give the Manhattan Running Company a shout out here. I know I give KC Company a lot of shout out here. I don't give enough credit to Manhattan, which I should. So I may or may not be in Wamego tomorrow. That might be a last minute decision. I've not ran in Wamego though. Well, they're the Manhattan Running Company's events, anyways. I have run there like twice there before. So that's up in the air. I know Manhattan Running Company's got that going tomorrow afternoon. I need to check details on that before committing to that. I know my work is right out there, so I could just hop on in after work and just go right on out there as well. So big kudos right here in Manhattan to the Manhattan Running Company for doing y'all thing. You guys put on a great event every year, and but the goal was to go to all of them. I fell one short, 3 or 4 isn't bad. But hey, I could make it up tomorrow and go out to Wamego and participate out there for that little event out there. So Manhattan Running did put out an email a couple hours ago for that purpose. Okay, so that business is done here. All right, so back to the Yeti Endurance Weekend. Won a 5K with a usual 18, sub-18, which has been really consistent. and one of these times, I will break 17. I might have a couple more chances this year to do that. We'll just see how I feel after the marathon next weekend. That's going to be the telltale sign there. The priority here for me next weekend, go down there and see what I got down there. I'm ready to get down there and get the business. As I said about the K-State cross country team a while ago, I'm ready to make some noise down there in Tulsa. I couldn't be any more excited to get down there and see what I got. I know a lot of people have told me about Route 66, and there will be a preview before I head down there. So I'll leave Friday. I don't know if I'm still going back and forth whether to take the day off or not, because yeah, it's getting dark out earlier now thanks to the time change. You guys forgot about that. then you're on the same boat as me, because I totally forgot about it. But luckily enough, we're in the world of technology now, and these things, whether your watch, your Garmin, or your cell phone, can update instantly. So there you go. Now we're going to take one final break here on the pod.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
This is another edition, special edition on the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State, Eddie Greer, running edition, K-State cross country, men and women's team. K-State women's team leading the way there with a top five overall finish in the Big 12 championships. Meanwhile, K-State men continue their up and down struggle here. Well, they finished. Don't need to say it like that. I'm just calling it what it is. They finish as I am doing two things at once right now. As is halftime right now, the women's game. I'm looking at my TV screen right now. Halftime of the women's game. I'll get to that in a second. The men's cross-country team did finish ninth down in Ames. And the women's team, I know, is getting ready to run regionals. I don't know about the men right now at this point. But we'll find out together this weekend as they'll go to Stillwater for the NCAA Midwest Regionals there as well. Halftime, as I'm saying, recording this podcast, K-State women's team in action, up by 13 over Presbyterian College, 28-15. And I'm just going to take a little peek what's going on here right now. So I've had it on the screen, but I had it on mute right here. Leading score, Ayoka Lee, of course, with 7 points, 7-5 right now, 5 rebounds. You have three locked up with 4 points there, and a surprise of the night. Gabby Gregory, nothing on the board. Now, I don't know if she's injured or not. Well, I better not say that because I have it right here on the TV screen, but over 3 from the field. So very rare shooting from Gabby Gregory, who was awesome last year. So that is not good there. But fortunately, everyone else is stepping up there as well. Casella Sanchez, her first action as a Wildcat. Remember, she was redshirted last year. She competed in Spain over the summer. We had that little episode a while back. And oh, by the way, if you're new to the show, you want to listen to more K-State coverage, whether that's football, more cross-country or volleyball, past episodes, you can feel free to scroll down the Pro Project podcast feed wherever. Free and available wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. We are proud to be part of the K-State family podcast with Remon, Power Gap Podcast, and a couple other podcasts out there as well. Sorry, there's a lot out there. There's quite a bit more out there as well. Sanchez has 4 as well. So there's 4 people, girls, that are tied with 4. I mean, Maya Lester getting her first points as a Wildcat with 2 right now. Taryn Size, she's talented guard, over 2 so far, with 2 personal fouls. Yeah, so back to finish up the pod with running, right? So, all right, so I did that on Saturday, right? Then turn around yesterday to do the half marathon. I didn't know what to expect, to be honest, like a lot of others I was talking to yesterday. I know 2 guys that did the 10K that did something different than I did. They did the 10K and I did the 5. So they're also questioning, you know, how this is going to go. And I've been debating. Now, obviously, you want to do well in the marathon, and that's what I'm going down there for. I want to really do really well in the marathon. Obviously, the people who have listened, the guys, gals who listen to this podcast know the goal, and I'm not going to go down that road, because you guys should already know that by now. If not, you can find out other running episodes on this podcast feed for that. So, but I've been contemplating maybe a shakeout run, maybe going hard. I won't have many miles on my legs anyways next, because I am tapering, so I just don't know. But I've done back-to-backs. It goes back to me saying back-to-backs for 3 weekends this year, and I've looked strong in all of them. So I just don't know. I'm struggling with that one, to be totally honest with you. But I might not have a clear picture until I get down there, to be honest with you. So you guys. So we'll just have to see how that happens. But half marathon, yours truly. Speaking of PRs, yep, 13-second PR. I know I put on Facebook 11, but I had to double-check it. 13-second PR yesterday and a half, 1:20. One of these times, I'll finally break the 80-minute mark, but that's not the important part right now. For me, all I care about is this 3-part. Look, awesome. I didn't expect that. The mood going in here was to take it easy, but It was a fast course. And as I said, you know, 130 is a little too slow. So I'm just going to go ahead and just work my way to the front of the field. And that's what I did. And that's what I've been working on mostly up until this point. That's my goal for this marathon. I'll explain it more on that preview pod next week. Hey, the goal is, hey, it's not where you start. You want to have that energy in the tank for that second half of the race. I just gave you some of the stretchy right there, folks. But I'm excited for that race down there next week. But yeah, yours truly, EG3, another PR and a half, getting ever so closely to breaking 80. But that's going to have to wait probably to next year to do that as well. Because I know I'll probably end up, well, yeah, this is my last half. Yesterday was my last half of 2023. And so I don't know how that is total. That might be 26 now. Total, I'll have to double check that later because I've ran three more since Rock Island. There, my count's correct. But yeah, congratulations to all who PR'd, finished up another race, or in that case, I know a couple people who have done back-to-back marathons. Y'all guys are something else. I know. Shout out to Rex. He also did something big, huge as well. Completed a grand slam of running in Kansas, some six races of 100 milers. You're getting after it, son. You're getting after it, my dude. So I want to give a shout out to you as well for doing your thing. And man, that's that's impressive. I gotta tell you that as well. But yeah, Yeti Endurance Weekend in the books. Successful weekend all around. Really a fun weekend all around running as well. Seeing my friends do their thing, do the best they can. And more importantly, get to that finish line as well. Again, there were a lot of races yesterday. If it wasn't for the Yeti weekend, it would have been the Kansas Half Marathon for sure. That's been on my top of the list for a couple years now. Maybe next year. We'll just have to see how everything goes, and particularly with all this, the big marathons in the fall. So we'll just have to see how that happens. Shout out to my guy, Ham Sandwich, for getting it done there. Huge PR for him. I think it was a 6-7 minute PR for him as well yesterday. So he taking care of business as well. My guy, Michael, good job by you, sir, on that. I think Kyle did his thing at the Good Life Half. See, there you go. I wanted to call it Big Red for some reason. Yeah, Big Red, Nebraska, yeah. But Good Life Half, see, that's another one I wanted to do. But Kyle Walker, host of the Back of the Pack podcast, rebranded Back of the Pack podcast, did his thing as well. Shout out to you, sir, doing it, representing KC on that note. I know there's one more I'm thinking of as well. I can't think of it right now, but I wanted to quickly give a shout out to you guys for representing KC and doing what y'all do out there, is doing the best, doing running your race, doing what you can, and see what you can do with it. And that's what we're all about, right? So that's awesome. There, I know a friend of mine was up there yesterday at the Good Life Half. She PR'd as well, I believe as well. So awesome for Sheila for getting that as well. Everybody, this is what you want to be doing. As I got only like a minute and a half left of this podcast, I can go on and on, but basketball, call my name, and the men's game is going to be getting ready to go here in a little bit as well. So good time to be wrapping this up as well. But yep, that's a recap of the Yeti Endurance Weekend for me. They're winner of the 5K on Saturday and top 10 finish yesterday, coming in seventh there as well. The winner was like a 112 or something like that as well. So, but K-State, across the board, PRs, awesome job by you. My friends PRing as well, good job by you. And yours truly, EG3, also doing this thing as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Get it wherever you find your podcast. You're not on this already. If you're a big running fan or you're a friend of the host anyways, you might want to subscribe to this podcast, folks, because there is still plenty, believe it or not, left, including Route 66 coming up next weekend. Right now, that's going to be the checkered flag on this edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer saying, appreciate y'all for stopping by and giving us a listen. Whenever you listen to this pod, we'll be back here. A lot more coming up this week. K-State coverage on the Purple Project Podcast. We'll see you. Go Cats.
Thank you for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you all on the next episode of the Triple P Podcast. Go Cats.